ready
for Naughty Nay and Reckless? Yo, they better be ready, cause it's that time
for this, that, and everything in between.
Naughty Squad, yo, ready?
Hey, what is going on, Naughty Squad? I hope you are having a fabulous week. We are still enjoying summertime, but Naughty Squad, for those of you who have children, school is starting before we know it. It's starting in the next couple of weeks. So summer break will be over for the kids and it'll just be you again. I know when my kids would always go back to school, the moms in the neighborhood would always have a little mimosa morning to celebrate our kids going back in school. So I don't know how you guys celebrate or what you do, but school is about to start and we are going to be getting back into the routine of things. One thing I do like about this season, school is starting and we're heading into football season. As you all know, Naughty Squad, huge 49er fan. So I'm ready. The only bad thing about it, you know, winter is coming right behind it, but I'm ready for football season. So I hope you guys are having a great week. Whatever you're going through today, I hope this hour or so you spend with us takes your time off of it. You're able to relax and enjoy us and just have a really good time. I'm just feeling the vibes right now. I'm just going through the motions and feeling the vibes because I know fall is coming and then the dreaded winter will be here. So I want to enjoy as much of summer as I can. Naughty. What's up with you? What's up, Naughty Nay?
You have me thinking about something when you brought up football and then winter coming. You know what I associate with the cold weather? Temperature dropping, the cuddle season.
Oh, yes, cuddle season.
Yeah, that's when everybody, if you've been riding solo during the summer and having a good time, we know this is not anything new, that people like to couple up during the winter. I have to rotate. Who shall I choose on my roster?
You have a number one fan, so I ain't worried about you and your cuddle roster.
I do, and I'll probably definitely be cuddling. Well, I will be. There won't be time for nobody else. He's actually causing issues on the roster.
What?
Folks is ready to write me up and give me pink slips.
Oh, you about to get fired. What?
I know. And it's weird because I never let them hire me, but yet I am. I'm about to be fired. So there's that. Hi, Naughty Squad. Hope you're doing well. And I'm sure you're excited about football season too. I like football, but honestly, I really like it live. And the only thing I pay attention to is their butts in those pants. Am I the only one?
Yeah. Anyway. I like the butts in the pants as well, but no, I am Naughty Squad. I'm a true football fan. Listen, if I would have been born 10 years younger, if I would have been born 10 years later, I would have been a commentator for football. But when I was born, you only see men. So I never thought that was a career choice for a woman. But now women are everywhere. But yeah, that would have definitely been my career choice. So
I could see that. And I could see certain big ego football players or sports anything. If they try to get live or rude with you, well, it'll be all bad.
It'd be all bad. So, yeah. So, Naughty Squad, get your drinks ready. I am tonight. I'm low key. I'm low key. I'm still feeling the breeze of summer a little bit. So I'm just sipping on some white wine. Nothing too heavy. Just a little soft white wine. Anytime I'm dealing with Nadi, I have to have some type of drink. But I think this is setting the mood.
What the? Really? So that's just what saying. We're going to do. That's how we're just starting off. High speed road to what the F.
Naughty just saying, Naughty, just saying.
I am chewing on Chicago popcorn.
Okay.
And sipping on a Simply Spiked peach.
Ooh. Yeah,
it's yummy.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you had a flavor or were you just doing the original, but peach is good, yes.
Oh, yeah, peach is yummy. Mm-hmm. They did a good, I like you know what, Simply, no, are you cutting us a check? You are not, but hopefully you'll get on board. I'm just going to say it. I do like Simply, like apple, like just their regular juice. They do a really good job.
Right, they do. Mm-hmm. But I do, yeah. The spikes are really good. I like them.
So tonight, it seems like we have a reckless topic that really you're going to be driving in the seat about. And I'm just going to go down this yellow brick road to hell with you.
I cannot with you. Listen, Naughty Squad, listen. So, you know, for the last week or so, the video has been going around about the dudes in the restaurant with the girls, whatever, going off about he only had a salad and about he wasn't splitting the check. Somebody's yelling out, you only had lamb chops, or, you know, you had this, you had that. Let's figure this out. So, you know, a lot of people are saying the video is fake. And I can kind of see that too, just for the simple fact is counting the amount of people at the table, I don't even think there's what, maybe 8 or 10 of them. And they're talking about a $4,600 bill. So what the hell were you eating to be eating, what, $400 a piece? So yeah, that's kind of suspicious, whatever.
Wait, where were they?
They were at some restaurant, but they said the bill was $4,600.
Was it high end? Because like if it's a, what is that? Nobu and...
Yeah, but even high end, because we've all been to high end restaurants. And even if me and hubby go to a high end restaurant, I think the most we spend amongst each other with both of us together is like $350, $375.
Well, I have to say, so I'm counting 6 of us that went for my sister's birthday at a certain restaurant in Chicago.
Okay.
It was like a $600 deposit to even make the reservation.
Right.
There was 6 of us, and then our bill was over $2,000. It was close like to $2,700.
But it's six of you. So that's, I mean, that was still 6 of you, but 4,600, that means they were really eating 400 plus 8 to 10 people. They were at least eating 400 plus per person. I don't know. That's a lot. So anyway, people are saying.
Not him. He had his $50 salad.
Okay. You know, people are saying that, you know, the video is fake, whatever. And we can take it as it is. But it still brings up a good point. And I think I touched on this, Naughty Squad, before. And she has. And the rules of the girls trip and rules number one, we're not going line by rule number whatever, 3 or 4, whatever it was. We're not going line by line. But for checks, like we should be able to split a check. So, you know, it got people thinking and it brought up the subject again. So there's 2 things I want to talk about. One, just the check overall. And then the second half of the show, if you are the birthday girl and you're inviting people out, is there an expectation that the birthday person is covering the check? Or if that birthday person isn't covering the check, and, or, you know, and everybody's paying for their own, who's picking up the birthday girl's tab? She shouldn't have to pay for it. It's her birthday. Or lastly, if the birthday girl is picking up the whole check, are you just slumming and showing up to eat off and eat and drink off of somebody? Or are you actually, is it your obligation to at least bring that birthday girl or man, let's just say man, or male to a gift? Like, you know, what are the expectations when you're looking at this? So we're going to start off with the check itself and check splitting. Listen, Naughty Squad, I am
who I am. Help us.
I am who I am. And I think, you know, once you get to a certain age and you guys do okay for yourselves. Well, at least you should at a certain age. You should be doing okay for yourselves. I'm figuring if we're at a dinner with 8 to 10 people, you know, there's probably a couple of appetizers ordered for the table. You know, everybody has their entree, 2 or 3 drinks apiece, and then maybe a few people have dessert, a few people don't. I don't mind splitting that check regardless of what I have because it comes out in the wash at the end of the day. So maybe I only had a salad that night, but the next time we went out, I was the one who had that entree and the dessert. Like, it all just comes out to me. So I don't necessarily think that that would be a problem with splitting the check. Now, where I do have a problem, and this is where you have to be careful, Naughty Squad, of who you're going to dinner with and who these people may be, because we had a situation before when we went to go celebrate a birthday party in Miami, whatever. Oh, you know, Lord. People were ordering everything they couldn't even pronounce. They were ordering everything on the menu. And it's like, and you know, like I said before, Miami don't split checks. You get one check and they only take 4 forms of payment. So they're over here ordering everything. After spending a day or two with these people, I kind of got the feeling of who these people were. So before we even started ordering dinner, I knew they accepted 4 different payments. So I had told our waiter at the time that my hubby, me, and a couple of other ladies would just be paying for us 4. And then that's one form of payment. And then whatever the rest of these people do at that table, they need to figure it out. Because at the end of the day, if I don't know you like that, and you are up here ordering everything under the sun, under the menu, because you think we're going to split the bill, I don't necessarily think that's okay either. Because you didn't eat this stuff if you were going to be paying for it on your own. But now you expect me to put my little coins in it to help you experience something you haven't had before? Not going to happen. So I see it 2 ways. And I know Naughty and I, we don't always agree on everything. And we are very different when it comes to this subject. So I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Miss Naughty and, you know, let her talk about her experiences.
Well, first, I want to say, in my friend group, anytime it was one of our birthdays, it has really kind of been unspoken and then something that we do all the time. We'll go out to eat, and whoever's birthday it is not paying, period. Like, they better not even pick up a check. They can order what they want. And it's not even a discussion at the restaurant. Like, it's established.
Right.
You know, and then usually, and it's even established, like, it's not even, okay, who is going to pick up the birthday? Because it's not even that we pick up the check for the whole table. We don't.
Right.
So that one of us be like, oh, no, put hers or put his on mine. And it's done. And we don't even establish that part as far as who's going to do it when we go in. But one of us always does it. Always. Or it'll be like, oh, no, split hers up on, you know, that has happened before because someone just really wants to help pay for the birthday person's stuff. And whatever activities we're doing, they just don't come out of pocket with a period. And I don't know how we started that. I know it's just been that way since 1902. And I've always been uncomfortable with discussing checks when they arrive. One, I feel like if it is a big group, certain things sometimes do need to be established ahead of time. Like, does the restaurant allow splitting the check to each individual? Or are we all just going to split it? Now, I will say the one problem I have with that, if I don't know everyone at the table well, or even if I do, and we're all like, okay, we're going to split the check, but now you done ordered 20 martinis with your dinner. No. No. That is when I will be like, those 20 martinis will go right there to that person. Because some people, when they know, okay, oh, we're just all going to split this, just will take advantage of that situation. Exactly. And order up more than what they normally would, you know, if we're not splitting the bill. Like, exactly. You come in there knowing all you can afford. Well, hell, appetizers can also cost the same as a meal, but all you can afford is a Coke and a smile. And now, you know, we splitting a bill. So you order in the $100 steak and 10 apple martinis. That's a problem. And I do have a problem. If I don't know a person, everyone at that table, and this bill, it comes and it's outrageous. I mean, it's going to get paid. I don't want to discuss it because that is embarrassing to me.
It's very embarrassing. Like this, like they said, if the video was fake or not, who knows? But I believe it probably might have been fake too because the numbers just don't add up. But even if it's being fake, it is embarrassing to sit in there in a restaurant once the check comes and everybody starts arguing about what they're going to pay for. Mm-hmm. And it's like, really, are you kidding me? Like, we are all grown here. We can figure this out. We don't need to be in a restaurant with everybody looking at us, arguing over, you know, what we paid. Now, I will say this, though. And like I said, that was sort of like the case in Miami. We had already been hanging out with these people. So we already, you know, I kind of got a feel of what they were about. And I didn't, you know, they weren't my guests. I didn't know them that well. But no, I'm not going to pay for you to be drinking drinks that you normally don't drink. And for you to be ordering everything on the menu, some things you can't even pronounce. But since you know we're going to split the check, I'm going to go ahead and order that. No, I do have a problem with that. Just for the simple fact is, like, you know, if you're looking at splitting the check, have some decency about yourself. You don't be sitting over here thinking you're going to order everything under the sun because we're splitting the checks. Because again, this is why you pick and choose who you have dinner with. Because I'm not going to be line by line, oh, you owe $42.43. I'm not doing that either. But again, what is reasonable? A couple of drinks, a dinner, an appetizer or two to share with the table? And then maybe dessert. That is reasonable for me. I can split that. And then there are ones that know they shouldn't have had their ass at the damn restaurant to damn begin with. I don't even know why they're showing up. But then they know. And then the first thing they say is, oh, I only had a salad. Well, you could have kept your salad ass at home. Because at the end of the day, you knew that this is what it was about. you know, we have had the discussions. We're going to sit over here and eat. If I only have a salad and everybody else has so-and-so, I'm okay with that. Because again, next time I might be the one having so-and-so and somebody else might be the one having a salad. I don't have a problem with that. But if the first thing you shout out is I only had a salad or I only had soup, well, keep your Campbell soup ass at home. Like, why are you even here? Now that part right there works my nerves because it's not outrageous. It's not like people were ordering everything under the sun. It's not like they were not being respectful. We were just, you know, ordering a meal because we're at dinner. But all you want to pay for is a damn salad or a soup? No, you can soup and salad your ass at soup and salad at your address. Because I don't want to hear that shit.
And this is where we differ on. I'm on another side of it because I do think, you know, you might be like, okay, I'm having everyone go out to eat to celebrate this or, you know, or I just, you know, whatever. It's something that people are gathering in support of you, right? All of you go out to eat and you, there might be a person there, they really couldn't, don't need to be going out to eat because whatever financial's going on, but they're like, I can go and I'll just make sure, you know, I order something inexpensive. To me, I get that because their thing is not, I'm going here and I can't order what I normally would, but they're still trying to show up in support for the person. So like their presence is important. And I don't want to be counting folks' pocketbook. Or they could be one of those people who there's people who's like they count every penny of their money and they only want to spend. That's just who they are. This to me, all this is prevented when stuff is established in the beginning.
Okay, so let me ask you this, Nadi. Because even to your point, and I understand that because no, I don't count people's pockets. That's one thing I don't do because I don't like people counting mine. But if at a point and you know one of your males or one of your female friends is having a celebration, having whatever, and they're coming out and, you know, like come out, is this a conversation that, you know, you can have with that person and say, hey, I want to celebrate you, but, you know, let me just take you out on my own. I'm not going to be able to make the group. I'd rather just us two right now, being at the situation I'm in, you know, let it just be us two. And I personally wouldn't have a problem with that because I understand that. So yeah, of course, you know, we can grab lunch or we can grab whatever.
But then the person though, because that is happening, I'll just be like, oh no, I want you there. Just come. You know, don't worry about it. And I actually respect someone who will just be like, look here. Because I'm like, if I can't do something and I know for sure I can't, if I'm not sure if I can or can't, that's how I'm going to communicate it too. If I think in that moment that I can, then I can't. But if I know I can't do something, that is what I'm going to say. But okay. Then in my friendship group too, like they'd be like, oh, hell no, come on. Nay, because we just do that for each other, period. But there are people that, period, that they have money or whatever, and they just want to pay for their own. They don't want to be split and shit. That's also a choice. I don't know if I want to put the energy that we're this group and because you came to eat, and if we decide we're splitting this check, you better be down to split it.
But again, I think you said it earlier, though. I think there's two things here. You said one earlier that should be established before anybody ever gets to the restaurant. Yep. But number two, again, you also know the group of people who you are inviting to this restaurant. So you should have an idea if they're going to be, yay, I'm okay with splitting the bill. I'm not okay with splitting the bill. I'm going to tell you this story really quick. Our uncle, I will not mention any names, but one of our uncles had a dinner at, you know, one of the restaurants here in town. It has since closed down. And, you know, when we got to the restaurant, my hubby and I, you know, we were looking around and we were like, oh, well, where's so-and-so? You know, oh, where is so-and-so? And he was like, I only invited the MFs I knew that had money, because I'm not going to be trying to worry about this bill at the end of the night. So I only invited the MFs I knew that could cover this bill. Like, oh.
The MFs.
You already know what uncle that is. You know who says that. Yeah.
Hmm.
I'm only inviting the MFs I know who could cover this bill. I'm not inviting all. I didn't invite everybody because if I didn't think you could cover this bill, your MF ass was not on this list. So I was like, oh, okay, whatever. But so going back to even thinking about that, when he invited the certain people he invited out for dinner that night, it's like he already knew in his mind, like, I'm only inviting XYZ. Mm-hmm. So is that being inclusive? That you know you're only going to include these people? So does that not have the other people, though, feeling some type of way? Because you didn't even reach out and say, hey, I'm having this dinner. This is my expectation.
Yeah, I feel like that's very exclusive. And that's an assumption, unless you literally know specifically someone has something going on, or they're infamous for not paying a bill or wanting to, or going to an expensive restaurant, you know, unless you just know the opponent, like, you know, your people.
Right.
But just to, I feel like, give me the option. But, and I know in my personality, though, if I know damn well when that check comes, now I'm gonna have to be stressed out. I wouldn't go. You know,
okay.
I understand there's some people that would. And if you've experienced that with that person, I get not just off the bat. Nope. I know this is a high-end restaurant. It's expensive. And I know how this person rolls. But other than that, I don't know. I would like the option. I would like the opportunity to be like, yes, I can come, or no, I cannot. And without giving a reason, because it don't even have to be financial.
Right. Well, listen,
no,
though.
But damn. Like,
let me think
it's rude.
Let me go back and even say something else. Because a couple of years back, I had threw my parents a 50th wedding anniversary. You were at the party, you know, you remember. But anyway. Yep.
Open bar. Thank you. Thank you.
Lots of free drinks
on you.
Top shelf. Oh, that's right, baby. But listen, so, you know, my parents, I was talking to my mom, you know, I want everybody here, blah, 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 blah. I respect that. This is your 50th anniversary. Anytime you've done something for 50 years, we're celebrating. That's a lot to celebrate. 50 years is a long time. So when everybody came into town, whatever, whatever, and this is not even an expensive restaurant, my mom was like, all right, I want to have all of the family have dinner together on Friday morning. Okay, cool. That's cool. And then my mom was like, I'll just cover everybody's dinner. And I was like, no, you are not. We are here celebrating you this weekend. This is your 50th wedding anniversary. They need to be buying your breakfast. You don't need to be buying anybody else's breakfast.
Yeah.
But, and it wasn't even an expensive breakfast. You know, we went to a place that was budget friendly. So everybody, you know, would have to pay for their own. Mind you, I've already paid for the venue. I'm giving you open bar. I'm giving you food. We have a photo booth. We, like, everything is set up. So no, I don't feel I should have to pay for everyone's breakfast as well. So the expectation was set that everyone has to pay for their own breakfast. Mind you, someone did pick up my mom and dad's breakfast. And then I had some cousins staying here, and she picked up Brian and I's tab for letting them stay at our home. So, you know, that was cool, whatever, whatever. But everybody else had to pick up their own tab. How do we have somebody walking out the restaurant without paying?
What?
Yes.
No.
So this is what I'm talking about. So when our uncle, who will name nameless, said that, he was like, you know, like, I'm only messing with people I know or whatever. But in his mind, you know, something had to happen to him to get him to that point. Because with that cousin, like, she, you know, she up and left. And it was already said that everybody's responsible for their own breakfast, but she up and just left. So then the waitress, we're all outside still, you know, taking some pictures, whatever, whatever. We're all outside. And then the waitress is coming out there. Oh, this person, so-and-so, didn't pay their tab. And we're like, are you kidding me? And it was like, no, they didn't play their tab.
They're on some whole dine and dash. That's what went down.
Dine and dash it. But then the whole scenario would go, which really pisses me off. When she goes back and tells that story, she's not going to say, you know, we had a group of 40 people in this restaurant. And one person didn't pay their tab, it's going to be because we're a certain color. You know, we had a group of these colored people and they didn't pay their tab. Like,
it's true.
Right. Exactly. And that's the sad thing about it. So you were sitting here like, really? This is what you are doing. So you're putting that label on all of us because you chose to walk out and not pay your tab. Meanwhile, one of my aunts had to go in there and cover her tab. Mm-hmm. But when you're in situations like that, it just makes you think like, see, this is why I would never go to dinner with you or anywhere else with you, because now you done showed me who you are. And the same thing happened when we were in Miami a few years back. The night before we had the birthday dinner, some people at that table, my hubby and I had already paid our tab and we had left because, again, it's one ticket, but they take four forms of payment. And I will say this waiter was really nice and he worked with us. And my hubby went line by line and said, no, we only had this, 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 and this. This is what we're paying for. We paid for it. You know, we left. We went on to the next. Come to find out the next day when we were at the next activity, there were people from her family who walked out without paying their bill.
See? No. No. Now that's ratchet.
Exactly.
That is ratchet. No. Uh-uh. And that's a good thing. Y'all were smart. And I think y'all going line by line was a perfectly proper in that situation. One, you had already saw they got down. Two, right. That's not your family or friends.
Right.
They're strangers. And then there obviously people was just ordering whatever they wanted and then had the nerves to leave and not pay. Like, no.
So nope. The next morning, we're all at the next activity, whatever, and we're in line to get on the boat, and people are talking about how people walked out and not paid their bill. And we were like, oh, we were long gone before that happened. And then, you know, even, you know, a couple people were like, well, I know those two paid because they paid right before we paid. And they paid. No, and of course we're going to pay. We're not ratchet. We're not those kind of people. You know, we're going to take care of, you know, what we're going to do. But then it got to looking at this video. Who are these people you're having? Even if let's say the video was real, Who are these people you're having dinner with? Do you not know these people? Are they ratchet? Are they ordering everything on the menu? Like, what the hell is going on? And to your point earlier, was a discussion not had at the beginning or before we even got at with the invitation? The expectation is for all of us to split the bill.
First of all, y'all are in South Beach. So the fact you go somewhere and you're on one of the most, you're at one of the most exclusive,
expensive.
It's not a secret that this place is costly.
Right.
Now, if you are walking out on tabs, you know your ass should have declined the trip in the first place. Now, that's some next level shit right there. That would piss me off. And by the way, I mean, like, we do have a friend that likes to, you know, come to stuff and then tell you already when you 10 deep in wherever we're at that they don't have no money or they don't even reach at all. No, establish that. And the sad thing is with our friend group, if you have that conversation prior and I'm like, oh, no, still come. Then you're all good. Then right. I'm prepared. We're prepared. But please don't come. This has happened so many times throughout the years. I cannot count. I don't just expect it. I wouldn't even feel comfortable with a question mark. I'm knowing I'm on E and I'm out doing all the activities. But when that bill comes or when we get to the door, whatever it is we got to pay and I can't pull nothing out, how do you even live like that?
Right.
How do you even decide? Like, tell me prior, like we have done that in my friendship group. If there's someone and even like in the past, it has been me like, oh, shit, nope, I have to do this. I can't really go do that. And my friends are like, OK, I got you. And I've done the same. I got you. But guess what? We established that. Now, never would I do that, though, on a whole damn trip. If you're doing that on a trip, you should have stayed home. Now, unless I was like, I want you to go on this trip and I got you. But even then, if I know a person got me going on a trip, you still need to have spending money and activity. I wouldn't feel comfortable with everything I'm doing is coming out of this person's pocket.
Right. Right.
That's not okay. Now, if we just going for a dang staycation weekend in a mountains at a spa for one night and someone's like, oh, yeah, Renee, you know, just come anyway. I got you. And we're making our own food. And you know what I mean? And that's it. Maybe, but even that would make me uncomfortable. But on a whole trip to South Beach, to any damn where, and you are on E, you have no business.
Or even coming to call, like, you know, like I explained it to my mom. If you didn't even have enough money, You're already, you know, sleeping free at somebody's home, whatever, whatever. If you didn't even have enough money to cover your expenses, then this is a trip you didn't need to be on. Period. But for you to just walk out of a breakfast restaurant, and we all know, unless you're like in Vegas, Miami, South Beach, San Fran, you know, somewhere costly, a breakfast isn't that damn much. So if you don't even have enough for breakfast, like, why are you here?
Because they knew you was putting on a lavish event and the open bar and the food was included and free. Why not?
So
now I know that's wrong. I'm not saying why not. Like, hey, I would know. I would not do that. But a person who clearly is ratchet or has no proper etiquette or, I mean, just inconsiderate, because that's selfish and inconsiderate to me, very much so, is thinking like that. They're like, shoot, she's throwing a party. There's going to be food. There's going to be drinks. I can go broke. It's family. Someone will pick up my breakfast bill. That's exactly how that person was probably thinking.
That's how they think. Yeah, that's how they think all the time. So, yeah. So I just think that, I don't know. I think this will be a discussion until the end of time about splitting bills, covering bills, only paying your portion. And again, I'm one of those people to each its own, whatever you, what you do, you boo. If it works for you, then it works for you. I just think that you just have to understand the company that you keep and who you will and will not go to dinner with. So before we get into the next topic about, you know, someone celebrating their birthday or an event, them covering, what is the expectation? We're going to stop right here. And guess what, y'all? I don't even know if I'm ready. I might need to go get a shot with my wine, but it's about to be our naughty moment.
You probably need a shot for this one, because I do. I'm so desperate. It could be some dang Thunderbird.
You said
that even alive anymore?
It is. It's in the aisle. It's in the aisle, honey.
Okay. Naughty Squad and others. A question was asked of me. Anyways. Are you into BDSM?
Oh, shit.
Why or why not? Why are you so comfortable talking about sex? First of all, we'll have class.
Class? I cannot. Okay, go on.
Okay. For those who don't know what BDSM is, it's bondage, discipline, dominance, submission, sadism, and masochism.
Okay. Think of 50 Shades of Grey.
Masochism. Yeah, think of 50 Shades of Grey, which I know a lot of housewives and women were all over the place loving that book, and I read it, and I'll admit it, you're damn right. Was Naughty Nay shocked? Was I excited? Was I like, wow? No. No, I wasn't. And don't judge me. Nothing in there shocked me. Maybe that answers the question right now. Now I need to think, how much of Naughty Nay do I put in these naughty streets? I will say I'm not against bondage, discipline, dominance, or submission. Now, sadism and masochism and sadomasochism, that's something else. And if people don't know what that is, it's pleasure that a partner may feel from either inflicting pain or receiving pain, either physical or emotional. Now, hold on, because I just lied. Sorry. I did learn I like to be slapped.
I'm going to leave that alone.
I don't know why.
Oh, my God.
But the violence of it all.
Oh, my God. I cannot. I'm going to leave that alone.
I don't think that's a shocker. I don't think choking's a big deal. And it may be for some. I know some people's reactions are, oh, my God, I could not have someone. Oh, what if this? What if that? Like, if you don't know what you're doing and you're trying to explore these kind of things, I think it should just come natural to you to desire those things. Some things I don't think you just roll over. You're like, oh, I'm going to try it. I think it has to be really something that turns you on and you naturally can experiment and experience these things and you actually truly have a desire for it. So, you know what? I'm going to put my Naughty Nay naughty business in these streets. Okay. Yes, I do. And it's my own black business. And I don't care about any judgment. I do plan on building a house with a false wall. Okay. Behind that false wall, well, it's going to be a whole dungeon. And that's my business. Get you some. And before you knock stuff, if you secretly have really kind of had a desire and something about it does make you tingle all over, quit wasting your life not trying stuff. Find out. Okay? And quit trying to send me these damn questions. Now.
You're getting a little reckless there, Naughty. I'm just saying.
I listen. That's right. Choke, slapped, and other things. And also inflicting pain. That's why I had to check myself, too. One, the whole slapping thing. Choking is not painful. But giving some pain, yes, that's also fun. Like scratching skin completely off. Anyways, yeah, there's some scars running around these streets. And I'm not the one with them. Now, darlings, why are you so comfortable talking about sex? Why not, darlings? Why not? It is one of the best natural things in this life. It relieves stress. It makes you hold on. There have been incidents in the past where it actually caused stress, like having to get out tweezers to locate the peen.
I cannot.
Being so excited, so sexually attracted to someone, got the foreplay game down, pleasing you, teased you, you teased doing it for almost 2 years. You finally get there, and y'all have heard this before, Naughty Squad, if you sticked with us since day one. I'm not telling that story again, but Tiny Tim was in full effect on a 6-foot-something body. Big bone, big guy, cute as all get out. Like, I don't know how they had a child. But they did. Guess the balls are fine. Don't require you to have a big pain to have kids. But it was a thumb. That does cause stress. Other than that, sex is pleasure. And I'm comfortable with the topic, and I wish most people were comfortable with it. I know some people are conservative. Some people are just secretive. Some people are just private. And nothing is wrong with that, because they can be secretive and private and they got two dungeons in their basement.
Okay.
I get it. And there's something sexy, too, about being secretive about the dark things that you do. I get that. But when I say I'm comfortable with the topic of sex is, yeah, I have been asked a lot for advice since actually. Now, I'm not going to say that because I don't need the internet judgment, but we'll say since like early 20s and on, I'm comfortable with asking questions for myself. I'm just comfortable with the whole topic. And then I've learned so much. I definitely like to help other women, understand what pleasure is or becoming comfortable with sex altogether. And I like to be open about it because I would rather the younger people in my family, whether that's my cousins or my nieces or nephews, when they start to be curious about things, that they know, oh, I can ask my TT Nay. I can ask cousin Nay. And I'm not talking about my BDSM stuff, okay? But just talking about sex in general. So I'm comfortable with it. I like to give advice. I like sex. I wouldn't say I'm addicted to sex, but addicted to sex. And it's the best stress reliever there is. And I don't know. I was raised with a mom, too, that when I started to wonder about things, she made it very comfortable for me to be able to come to her and ask her questions instead of my dumbass friends who
would be lying anyways and make me end up with gonorrhea. So
I cannot.
I went to my mom, and it's been a comfortable topic always. So anyways, for those listening to this and you want to be judgmental and you're clutching your pearls, I suggest you get the pearls from the sex store. They go somewhere other than your neck. Pull them out quickly. It's so pleasurable. And quit side-eyeing me, okay? And look up BDSM. You never know. You never know. Don't knock things till you try, but only if you have the sneaky desire to do so. If it doesn't come natural to you, just stay in your missionary streets or your knee pad streets or whatever the hell you're doing. Okay. Oh, hell no. Oh. And that's all from naughty, naughty, so, so naughty. Nay.
Oh. My God, I don't even know where to go with that from there.
I'm going to have to call someone after this.
Oh, you're going to have to call. Look, I don't even know where to go from there.
I said that out loud.
I will. Yes, you did. I will say this, though. Right, wrong, or indifferent, you have to be true to your sexual desires, whatever they may be. And to her point, like, some people have a hard time having these conversations, whatever, whatever. You know, if that is your mate, conversations need to be had. And that's all I'm saying on that. But I, you know, one thing I will agree with her is that, you know, if it gives you some tingling feeling and you're feeling X, Y, Z, whatever, whatever, then that's something you need to explore. And I'm going to leave that at that.
Exactly. By the way, just a little side note. Just because someone enjoys sex, they're comfortable with talking about it, and maybe things that this BDSM isn't a freaky thing to me, but it could be to you. I will say where I am conservative is that is not a pleasure that gets passed out around the block. I don't have a large body count. I know this will go against the sex positive or whatever the hell it's called now. Like, no judgment if you got 30 bodies on you that you know, you done slept with 30 or plus people and you're female or swallowed 20 dicks. I don't fucking know. Okay. I don't judge that. Knock yourself out. There is another pleasure that I get off on is that there are few that can say they got to experience nay. I'm very proud of that. And you don't do everything with everybody.
Amen to that.
So it really does take, you know, a partner that you trust, you know, unless you're just exploring the quick fantasy of some no commitment, something still with a particular person that you want to be crazy with in bed and there's no strings attached, that's fine. But I do think, like, certain things that sex is, there's reckless loves to say, and it's in our favorite song said by, what is his name? Why did it just leave me? There's levels to this shit. There's levels to sex. Okay. And just some things, now where I'm conservative, is you just don't share with everyone. And that's what I'll say about that. Naughty out. Naughty out.
All right. So, that's a good one. And I would agree with that as well. So moving forward into this second piece of it, like I said, when it is a birthday or some type of celebration, you know, what is the expectation? Is it, and then I know Nadi touched on it earlier, that the expectation was no matter what, whoever celebrating something, birthday, whatever, that person is not paying for their dinner and drinks. It can be split amongst people or one person can grab it, whatever, whatever, but they're not paying for it. So, you know, but then let's ask this question. So let me go back, Naughty Squad. Let me see. One of the things about me is I'm inviting you to something. For the most part, I'm inviting you to celebrate with me. So, you know, I got it. So, for instance, a few years back, I had a couple of parties. I had one that Naughty Mae has plenty of pictures of that we don't need to be sharing. And the party at the club that, yeah, I was a hot mess. But again, we had VIP, we had food, we had bottle service. Like, you know, come show up. Like, we're celebrating me. Come show up. I got you. Then that one went so damn reckless. That's why my name is Reckless Yo. Went so damn reckless. The next year, I had a tea party. I thought that was nice and classy. And, you know, us women just get together and we sip tea at the Brown Palace and just, you know, we have a tea party. I thought that was really sweet. And, you know, but no, you guys are here. I'm inviting you. You're coming to celebrate me. So one of the things is when the check came, you know, one of my girls, I love her to death. One of my girls was like, oh, so how are we doing this? Are we just going to split it evenly? You know, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, no, I got it. I invited you guys here to celebrate me. So, you know, it's on me. And then she was like, and I will say, and, you know, I don't just have slugs for friends, whatever, whatever. Other friends stepped up and said, you know, do you want me to put something on you? You know, do you want me to Venmo you? Whatever, whatever. I can, you know, give you what, you know, do you want me to give you money? And it was like, no, 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 no. I invited you to come celebrate with me. I got you. Don't worry about it. But, you know, my one friend was like, well, if you're going to pay for the tea party, at least let me get the tip. And I appreciated her for even doing that and said, all right, so, you know, just, you know, charge me this much and put the tip on, you know, hers, whatever, whatever. And I appreciate her for doing that. But I also will say, too, that I put it out there. I invited you. That was the expectation. As you heard the last couple of weeks, I just turned the double nickel. I had, you know, a brunch and then I had an old school house party here at my home. But all you had to do was show up. We had the food. We had the drink. We had the champagne. We had the mimosa. Like, all you have to do is shut up. Because if I'm hosting something and I'm celebrating me, my expectation is for you to just come and have a good time. And same as when we celebrated my hubby birthday, whatever, whatever, it's the same thing. We got food. We got drink. You just show up. But saying that, you know, do you at least show up? You know, like with him, do you show up with a bottle that you know he likes to drink? Here you go. You know, happy birthday, whatever. You know, here you go. Here is XYZ. Here is this. Here is that. You know, for me, you know, here are the gifts. You know, this is it. You know, we got this. You know, we got that. So it's the expectation is if you are the birthday person or you're the person celebrating something and you're covering everything, it's the expectation for them to show up with a gift. Should they be bringing you something in return? And I think that's another topic that's kind of taboo that we don't necessarily tap on, but that's something I want to tap on tonight. You know, do you have to be a slug and just show up and drink all the drink, eat all the food, but you don't even give that person a gift? You know, what are your thoughts on that, Naughty?
How dare I was coming in from out of town.
I didn't say nothing about you.
There was no
I didn't say
time.
Nothing about you.
Did I make a plate with some ribs and chicken because there were kids here? Yes, I did.
I did not say
but
nothing
I
about
told you. My cousin I was taking some
I did not say nothing about you.
No, I know, but no, you're absolutely right. I think proper etiquette in general is not to go empty-handed to someone's event at their home. for like whether it's I'm coming with a bottle or I'm coming with a side. It just depends on what the event is. Like yours, right. No one needed to be bringing any food, but it is your birthday. And even to me, like the bringing a bottle and a gift are two separate things. I don't think it's like, oh, I'll bring a bottle and not a gift. I think if it's, and a gift is always a choice as well. But no, wait, you should do one or the other. You should do something. You're coming, getting free food, you know, free liquor. Obviously, your presence was requested because you were invited. The least you can do is not show up empty-handed. Can you get some construction paper and make a birthday card like we used to in kindergarten? Yes. Do something. Show appreciation. It's like thanking the hostess. But this is a birthday party. Like you had a 360 camp photographer there. And, you know, like really people have to just bring themselves. But I think it should go without saying. I don't even, like, that's just something that goes without saying, if that makes sense. It's not a thought. It just should be. Unless you done drove 15-something hours and only had time to crimp some hair, try to look like you have an 80s outfit, get in the car and catch the last hour of a party and feed some kids.
No. And you know, and I agree with that too, because, you know, there's always exceptions to the rule. And again, I appreciate you making an appearance because, you know, I was already side-eyeing your ass. So, but
I know you was watching that clock like, what the hell?
So, yeah. So I, and then of course, everybody getting the ask, where's Naughty Nay? Where's Naughty Nay? So when you showed up, I had to take the mic. Naughty Nay is in the building. The DJ, I was like, I told the DJ, I need the mic. Naughty Nay is in the building, y'all, finally. But no, but even outside of that, I think that, again, it's the company that you keep. And that's how I look at it. There is, I don't think I would be hanging out with anybody who would just show up, drink up all the liquor, eat the damn food, take plates home, and not have something in return for you.
I don't like this list. I don't. Okay.
What are you talking about?
I'm like, that was me. I rolled in, drank some liquor.
I'm not talking about
food, took some food.
But no, okay. I am not talking about your ass. I'm just talking about in general.
No bottle, no gift, which is still coming, by the way. I don't forget shit.
You were getting off the highway from Chicago. I get all of that. I am not talking about you, but I'm just talking about in general that there are, like, you know, I think you look at the company you keep because, like, even like, you know, again, I had people come in from out of town and, you know, even that they're paying for their flights in here, but they still had a gift. Even like a few years ago, like, you know, my family's a bit different, Naughty Squad. We can get into that another day, another day, because it's a whole nother topic. But yes, I do have an uncle who is younger than me, and he was turning 50. And, you know, we came in, but, you know, we still gave him a gift. And, you know, you're the big 5-0, you know, whatever. You know, we're still going to do what we do. But I think that sometimes people get comfortable with who you are. And I wouldn't necessarily say they're taking advantage of the situation, but they're definitely comfortable in the situation. Mm-hmm. And I think that's another issue. It's like, oh, we're going over, because, you know, anybody who knows us and knows us well, if we're celebrating something, just show up. We got it. We got you. We got everything. All you need to do is set up, you know, show up. But I think sometimes people get complicit with that. or they believe, oh, they're paying, they got everything. They done paid for the food. They done paid for the dinner. You know, even as I said before, when I threw my parents their 50th wedding anniversary, I told everybody, I got everything that night, but at least give them at least $50 for 50 years. And I don't think that was wrong for me asking, because I know some people would have showed up with nothing.
Right.
And that's my life. Weird.
Yes. That's different. That was our site trying to chime in on this podcast.
I like it. But yeah. But, you know, people would have showed up empty handed. And it was like, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, think if it's a, I don't know. What do I think about that? Because I do have certain friends that every year it is a routine that we gift each other, and it's like, where are we going out to eat? It's just automatic. If I throw a party, like I've been doing last minute things, because like this year I didn't want to do anything for my birthday. There's private reasons for that, that, you know, but you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like, I can't do it how I do it. So I don't want to do it, you know, but, when I invite people over, so I think for me, I don't know if I started it, so there's not disappointment, or I'm just this way anyway. I don't have any expectations. I don't. And if my, and my thing is though, that, now, you know, like I'm like this, if you show up for me, because you could, it's enough. Like to, cause I don't know, experiences in my time with people, that's what stays with me. You know, that you came over here, whether it was for 5 minutes, or an hour, or the whole thing, or wherever I was doing whatever, you know?
Right.
Just like with Vegas, like just the group, that's a pretty good group to go to a destination celebration of beating cancer for someone.
Hey, yeah, right.
And to me, the presence was the gift. That, like, I think it's very impressive that your friends that came from out of town, still also gifted. But I also think if they didn't, I don't think you would feel any kind of way about them in particular.
No, they
bought a ticket.
Because
it's like you got on a whole flight for me. Like, they are the gift. Someone doing that. So I don't expect it. And I think too, because I don't, because this doesn't necessarily go against what you're saying, but there's no way for this not to sound like, I just don't set expectation. I don't think about that.
You know what? Honestly,
does that make sense? Like, I just,
honestly, that does make sense, because I don't think about it either. And the only time it does really cross my mind is when someone mentions it to me. And then you'd be like, oh, I guess that's a good point, but I don't think about it either. But, you know, again, this is from my group of people, because I know who my group of people are. Now, my mom and dad's 50th wedding anniversary, that's a whole different group of people. And then, you know, like, and you know, you got the invitation. That invitation was nice and stuff, whatever. And I still have it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had her put on there, you know, like, you know, $50 appreciation or whatever it says, gift, you know, whatever is appreciated, something to that effect. And, you know, she put it politely, because I was like, no, damn it. I'm paying for everything. I don't care if you are flying in, whatever. This is still their 50th wedding anniversary. We're celebrating them. You can at least give them XYZ. But like, even like, you know, one of my girls flew in for my B-day, party, whatever, whatever. You know, I wasn't expecting anything from her. So even her giving me something extra, that meant a lot to me. And I told her that because that wasn't my expectation. If you're spending money to fly in and to celebrate me, no, that's enough. But if you go above and beyond and say, no, we're still celebrating you, this is this. And it's personalized. And I love my personalized stuff. It has my name on it. It's super cute. But, you know, I appreciate that. And I don't want that to be unnoticed. But again, if you're in town, though, and people are saying that, you know, we're having XYZ, we're having this party, you know, this is going on, you know, we got you, show up. No, I think that proper etiquette is for you to at least have something in your hand. And I do know because, you know, men are not shoppers like women are. So, you know, they know, like, you know, my hubby boys, they know what he drinks, whatever, whatever. But they'll bring two bottles. They'll bring one for him and then, you know, one to share with the people who are here, whatever, whatever. Because that's still, there's still gift in him outside of just bringing something to share. And mm-hmm. I think that's important too, because that means that they still took that time and say, no, we're celebrating you. But I do think that people do get complacent and it's my B-day. And like I said, anytime we celebrate anything, no, we got everything. All you need to do is show up because we're partying. So just, you know, just show up. And I don't think anything of it if you just show up. But there was even, listen, I got three bottles of Moet for my B-day. I was like, oh, okay. And then even somebody came over to me and they were like, you know what? We came, we didn't pass the store, I didn't have time. You know, here is $55 for your 55th birthday. You know, stuff like that, though, but that means a lot to me because that means they were still thinking of me.
Right. Yeah. I get it. I get how you would feel that way. I guess it's to each his own and everybody's. I don't know. I think that's just that sentimental. Now, when I give gifts, I do like to give sentimental ones.
Right.
Like there's thought into it. It means something. You know, it's pretty or it's this. Like I like it to be almost like some type of forever gift. You
like,
know?
Like the bottle you gave me with one of my favorite pictures on it. Yes. Like it's
oh, your personal wine bottle.
Yes.
Like I should have called it the reckless wine. But yeah, like that. Like I like to do stuff like that. And that means something to me. And then two, when it is someone, well, I mean, this hasn't happened often. It's just happening presently. But that is there for me and a presence in my life or it's done this and that. It does definitely matter to me to give a gift. I think it's important, but that's for me. I'm not even thinking whether the person would care or not.
Right.
It's a love language of mine.
Okay.
Love language. It definitely breaks my heart when I cannot. Even like my nieces and nephews' birthdays that have come up, they're so used to, like a friend of mine that was around us recently out of town was like, I can tell how much you spoil them.
Right.
And that if they ask you for something, you give it to them and it's breaking your heart to say no. It was killing me.
Right.
To tell them no, because they're used to yes, yeah, okay, what do you want? Well, pick it out. Order it online. And the stuff they be wanting is never less than $100. I mean, these kids are crazy,
yeah.
But they know they're TT. If I can do it, I'm going to do it, period. And so to the point where all of them are convinced I'm rich. Now, well, Nay and Reckless Yo be some six-figure, multimillionaires? Absolutely. But that's not today.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm. But even my late nephew used to always be like, you're rich, Shanti. Like he was convinced. I'm like, where is this secret $1 million?
Right.
But that's because they know, yes, yes, here, here. And then, you know, I have nice things. And anyways, I'm on that reckless road of sometimes too expensive tastes, like people all leave nameless.
Listen, that's what I
don't
do.
Be silent.
No. Listen, that's what I do wanted to say after your little rant right there. Because even like a lot of my girls, they were like, I can't get you what you like, blah, 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 blah. And it was like, no, and nor would I expect you to do that. But understand, I'm, you know, am I a little bougie? Absolutely. I'm a little bougie. I'm not a whole bougie person. But I'm a little bougie. But I'm also a little basic. Like, I like what I like. Like, granted, some things are expensive, but I like normal things too. I just like what I like. So, like, one of my gifts was a gift card to Target. I love that because I can go into Target and never leave Target with spending over $50, like under $50. Like, it's unheard of.
That's why I need to be called Target.
If I go into Target for one thing, I'm still coming out with $50 or more. So a gift card to Target, that still means a lot to me. And I know a lot of people be like, gift cards are impersonal or giving money. No.
Not to me.
I love gift cards. I love money because I can go get what I actually want. Because granted, even though I love my girls, sometimes our taste isn't the same. So you come up with something you like, that might not necessarily be my taste. So I would rather you give me a gift card and let me go get what I like.
See, I think that's why you pay attention to a person and their personality, or you go the sentimental route.
Right.
And I love sentimental gifts. Like, I think it's my, again, something that's my mom's fault. If I was doing well in school or just doing well because I did my chores all week or whatever, my mom would make me gift baskets, make me them. You know, she knew I loved perfume. She knew I liked jewelry. She knew, like, she would put together these big gift, and that's it. What, I can't even remember everything that was in them, but I just remember there's a basket,
right?
And the feeling of, like, my mom sat here and put this all together. That's what, you know, she made it personal to me, and so that's probably where I get that from. And then some of the things I cherish the most, this is where you might want to call me I'm a card hoarder or a note hoarder.
I am too. I have all of my cards.
Yeah, that's better than like the tennis bracelets I used to get as gifts. Or, you know, it's like cards and cards from my friends. And I love to go back and read, or one my sister might have randomly sent, or any family member.
Right.
You know, yeah, and like the gift recently you get, it's so beautiful. Like, first of all, I reboxed it and I'm like, I need to use this tumbler, and it smells so good too. Like, and I know that was thought out. And that felt personal to me.
Well, yeah, but
what teared me up is the card. Like that, that brings me so much joy. Cards. Yeah,
the cards are everything. Like, and like, I like to set my cards up, and my hubby be like, it's been a week. Take your Mother's Day cards down. It's been a week, but it's your birthday, so over. Take your cards. But no, but those cards mean everything to me, and that's why I do keep them on display until I do take them down. And then I have a place where I put them all at. Because, you know, from my boys, from my hubby, from my friends, like, you know, those are very sentimental to me. And they mean a lot to me. And that's one thing. That's why I like to display them. And that's one. you know, and sometimes I'll even post one on my private pages, like, you know, this is like, you know, what my hubby gave me. Like, you know, look at these words. Like, that means a lot to me. Because, and especially for him, because he's not the person that's going to get all sentimental. But if he's reading a card and then, you know, and then he's getting that card and he's giving it to you, that means he read that and, he, you know, he adds his name, blah, 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 whatever. But that means he really did think of that. And that, you know, that, you know, those are the moments that I know that I do mean a lot to him.
Oh, and that's for sure. I like when they write in them too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. When that, you know, when they put their little, you know, their little comments, you know, sign their name, whatever, that means a lot. That means that they, you know, that they put thought into this. And, you know I am, you know, again, I like what I like, but like some of those things are just like important to me. Just the thought, even if you went out and like I said, the Tarjay gift card, whatever, whatever, you know, you still thought enough of me to say, I know she likes this place. She's going to go in here and be able to spend it, you know, X, Y, Z. That's still showing that you're thinking of me. Your gift with, you know, my personal wine bottle. I'm never going to drink that wine, even though somebody said I should drink it and just put food coloring in it and sit it back. But I'm never going to drink that wine because that's my personal wine bottle with one of my favorite pictures on it. Like, I'm not messing with it. I have it on full display on my alcohol cart. Like, no, I'm not going to touch that.
Oh, because yeah, that and the cute holder I got to go with. Like, it all was a thing. I actually had the video of when I gave that to you. And your face, I mean, that was a genuine, like, you were surprised and smiled so big. And everyone that was sitting there was like, oh, but see, I put thought. I wanted it to be something that is special and personal to you. Like that, it again, experiences, a person showing up, a card, just showing up, or even if you physically couldn't, just acknowledging or calling me, like that's a gift in itself to me.
Right.
I don't set like expectations because all the stuff someone gives me, and I've been gifted a lot of things throughout my life as far as like in relationships. Now I do have certain expectations when that's a whole nother ball game.
Yeah. We'll discuss that another day,
but stuff can burn away, but what can never burn down with your house is the experience that you had with people you love, like, you know, or, you know, just know, and it meant a lot to have them around. Like, that can never be taken away. And so I guess that's how I look at it. And then too, I don't know, you just never know what people have going on, but then they still come show up for you. But
right, I think that's
it means a lot. Yeah.
You know, like I said before,
your party was packed. People showed up and showed out.
And showed out, and some of them have been at two parties. Like I said, for you to come celebrate at one party, go home, take a nap, shower, whatever, whatever, and you're back for the second party, you basically gave me your whole day. So like I told people, that meant more to me than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Because if someone spends time and makes time for people they feel or something they feel is important to them. But for you to give me your whole day, that meant everything. I mean, that meant more than anything because that meant, yeah, I'm here for the brunch. You know, we're doing this, blah, 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 blah. Now I'm back. I'm dressed up in my 70s, 80s, or 90s, whatever have you. You know, we're partying. I got my hubby with me or whoever I brought with me, whatever, whatever. Now we're partying again. But that whole day was mine and it was about me. And you chose enough and you felt enough to say that this is where I want to spend my day. And that will never, ever, ever, ever be forgotten. Nor will I ever take it for granted because that did mean a lot to me.
Now, listen, I accept I'm in my fabulous 40s, but there are also some sleepy 40s. And people and getting older alone, that can be a lot. So yes. The fact that someone would do that, that is major. But you could easily be like, I went to the one thing, and that's great, you know, but to go to both, that's big.
Right, exactly. And that meant a lot. And I knew that there were some people had told me earlier, or I'm only going to be able to make it to this one, I'm only going to be able to make it. And that's fine, too, because any time you gave me, that still meant you took that time out of your day to spend it with me. And that was important to me because I think one of the things that show me more than anything is the time you spend with me. That means a lot to me because if you are with me and I write with you, you have my time. If you say I need XYZ, I'm there. I may be late, I'm there. Hubby and my schedule fills up quick. But if you
dealing with you and that damn freaking infinity booked calendar of yours, but I just be like, I don't even know why I'm asking her this, but I'm gonna do it because the next thing you know, your ass is good for sending a text like, "What? Da 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 da? Excuse me, are you even in the United States?" But still want someone texting you about every damn thing when I know you ain't on the block. No, no one's dealing with your infinity booked calendar.
But if you say that, you know, you send me something and I know it's important to you, I'm going to show up. You know, my girl graduated from CTU this weekend, you know, with her bachelor's in human resources. I don't care. Yeah, I'm celebrating you. I'm going to your graduation. Granted, I couldn't make the dinner afterwards because I was hosting our community pool party. But the next day you had the barbecue. Yeah, hubby and I were there. We are celebrating you because this is important to you. And I'm going to show you, you mean that to me, that much to me to be celebrating with you. So, you know, a lot has opened. So I think, again, you know, people know, I'm going to end this with this. People know who they deal with. Mm-hmm. And once somebody shows you who they are, you best believe them. So if they haven't been anywhere else with you, or they don't, or they only half-ass give you what you expect for them, why would you expect anything different?
Right. Yep, that goes without saying.
But I will say this. If somebody is hosting something and they're celebrating something and they're saying all you have to do is show up, if you are showing up, at least have something in your hand. And that's all I have to say.
So that means that person's lying, that all you have to do is show up. That's actually a lie. That's just being polite. I mean, really reckless. If I say that, I really do mean it. Time is our most precious asset. And if you're giving that to me, man, that's forever.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I mean, if everything else is covered and you don't have to come out of your pocket, you know, you can say, you know, like I said, you know, a few of my friends gave me 4 wine bottles with, you know, it's your 55th birthday. Let's celebrate, bitches. You know, something like that. Like, just something like that. It's the thought. And that's all I'm saying. And I'm going to leave it alone.
That feels like a polite, shady, reckless. But I know you have to have a reckless rant and close out our naughty squad. Or was that it? Because it surely can pass for one.
Whatever.
That was what I call Remember Miss Chalet shout out, okay? Love your music. Still listen today. Nicety. Some people think I'm nice. Something.
You You were stupid. I cannot.
Okay. The shade of it all. We love you, Naughty Squad.
Yes, we do, Naughty Squad. We definitely love you.
And remember tonight's lesson. If someone says no, just show up. No. They're saying no. Just show up. Your ass better not come to my damn door empty handed with nothing. You better at least bring a 40 ounce of 2020 Mad Dog and maybe stop and get a car, something. They're saying all that.
Great flavor, please.
If their name is Reckless.
And don't be leaving with five plates. I'm just saying. But no.
With a pile plate, okay?
But no, you had children and everything. I get all that.
I announced it. I wasn't no low key. I told Darren B was cleaning the kitchen. I told you, but you was what were you doing? You were standing there doing something.
I have no idea. I'm
like, oh, okay. Oh, the cake. All right, I'll get some cake for you. I'm like, I'm taking this and that. But you know, I can't stand them low-key people that want to pack up, take your own damn Tupperware, load them up some shit, sneak it to the car and come back in. But that's the subject for another day.
Yes, it is. We definitely need to be talking about people who come into the cookout and only bring in themselves, but want to leave with 30 plates. But that's another subject for another day. So, you know what? My reckless rant tonight is kind of...
Oh, Lord, she can't resist.
It's kind of low-key. It's kind of low-key. And I'm gonna make it quick. It's not even going to be as reckless as I can be. But my reckless rant for tonight is... Speaking of, you know, getting together, coming out, you know, hanging out, you know, doing whatever, whatever... When in the hell did we have to start coming with fucking pairs? Like, if so-and-so can't make it, I can't make it. If so-and-so ain't gonna be there, I ain't gonna be. When the fuck did we start that?
High school? Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, that is high school. Like, we are grown-ass people. So-and-so can't make it. Okay, what the fuck does that got to do with you? Why can't you show up? Because so-and-so can't make it. Like, I'm getting confused here. So you're giving me a BS excuse of why you ain't showing up. Cause so you already know so-and-so ain't coming. So it's more important for you to hang with so-and-so at my fucking event than it is for you to just show up and celebrate with me. You're right. I don't understand that. But I don't know when that shit started and what age does it stop at. But where did it become an issue to celebrate with someone because so-and-so isn't coming? Right, wrong, or indifferent. If I'm coming to celebrate you, I'm coming to celebrate you. Whether XYZ or ABC is riding with me or not, I'm going to be there because the whole thing is to celebrate you. So if you're sitting around and you're over here texting and blah, blah, blah. Oh, I ain't going to make it. Or I'm sick. I ain't feeling well. Oh, I can't make it. What the fuck is this? It ain't about that person. It's about me. So you need to be figuring that shit out. So if it's you and that person, and if y'all are Siamese twins and you have to fucking come together, and either you see one or you see both or you don't see one, then what the fuck? Then why are you even RSVPing? Because you're all up that person's ass so much, you need to figure out if they're coming or not. So don't even RSVP until you know what the hell that person's doing. Right. At the end of the day, you don't need a sidekick. Either you want to celebrate a person or you don't. And that's my reckless moment for tonight. Thank you.
All I can say about I actually agree with, like, I thought instantly high school. It took 5 seconds.
Right.
Who still does that?
Right.
That's childish.
Exactly. I agree.
Anyway, well, it was a reckless rant for sure. But I must say, if there was a reward for the one that least stung, Because the rest of them is acid burning. Skin all ate up. Soul all burnt to crap. But this one, it was a scorch. A scorch. Very good, Reckless Yo.
Thank you. I appreciate you, Naughty Nay. And Naughty Squad, as always, we love you. And we hope whatever you were going through this last hour or so has taken your mind off of that. You've been able to laugh with us and enjoy us. And please, 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 we have an email address. If you disagree with what we're talking about, if you have comments what we're talking about, or if you want to give it your own opinion or your own situation about what we're talking about, please email us and we'll, you know, incorporate that into the podcast as well. Naughty Nay, what's our email address?
Why? We have so many. This is awkward.
We have a lot. We do. We have business. We have y'all.
Business, but it is Naughty Squad, NNRY, as in Naughty Nay Reckless Yo, at gmail.com. Naughty Squad, NNRY, at gmail.com. And then, as always, make sure to like, share, subscribe, follow in that order. And comment.
Yes, comment.
We need to hear from you. We love healthy debates or just support or agreeing to disagree, because I would hate to be in a world where we all think the damn same.
Agreed. And I think that's the main thing. We can agree to disagree. Again, like I said, I'm reckless for a reason. I may offend a lot of people, but if I offend you, at least tell me why. And we can have a discussion about that. You know, naughty's naughty, but you know, if there's something naughtier that you want, or you're something naughty that you want to keep anonymous that you want her to bring up, let her know. So we can bring it up, you know, a topic, have a conversation. But again, Naughty Squad, you know, we want to make sure that, you know, we are feeding into what you want to hear. But number two, we want to talk about subjects that you don't feel that you can bring up yourself. That's what we're here for. Put it out there. We'll talk about it because we don't care. Let's go.
Pretty much in that order. Don't care.
So always, Naughty Squad, thank you. We love you. Have a good night, and till the next time, again, we're going to start talking about traveling tips. We're going to have some, you know, we can never get away from naughty stuff, as people may call it, or taboo stuff. You know, submissiveness. Submissiveness means so many things to so many different people. You know, we're going to have some more guest appearances. We got a lot in store. So we're just glad you're hanging with us. So thank you, Naughty Squad. We love you.
We love you. Good night.
Good night.
Thanks for hanging with us. And as always, we appreciate our Naughty Squad.
If you enjoyed your time with us, please subscribe, comment, like, share, and stream our podcast on all platforms.
Be sure to click links below to follow us on Instagram,
TikTok,
YouTube,
so you don't miss the recklessness.